name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Vince. Happy Advent. كل سنة وانتم طيبين بعيد بس يوم الميلاد. And because we just have 2 weeks for the beginning of Kiyak, which is what we call the Advent month, or the month of the preparation for the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to prepare ourselves for this Advent while you are fasting. And what, you can come here, Keda, a little bit, to let me see you and you see me as well. Umerbet kamen. And to discuss together the meaning of incarnation, the reason of incarnation, the way of incarnation, and the results of the incarnation. So, which is very important. It could be a little bit dogmatic, but God willing, I'll take from your mouths, from your inputs, and then have the answers. Alhamdulillah, all of you know English, so no problem that I can speak in English. Sometimes I find people who are more interested in Arabic, but all of you, your English is much better than mine. I'm sure of that. So, first question. What is the difference between incarnation and birth? What is the difference between the incarnation and the birth? And why we don't like the word birth of Jesus Christ? Yes, Emmanuel. Yeah, but yeah. It's the meaning of, but you know, this is the concept. But what is the meaning of that? What is the main difference between incarnation and birth?
Yeah. Incarnation before.
Incarnation before. Yani urayba out. Yani I meant al incarnation before. Yeah, which is very close to. The birth is the beginning of the human being. But the incarnation is not the beginning. There was a love before. Who incarnate must have been before that. That's why I don't like at all the hymn Happy birthday to Jesus. I don't like it. It's dogmatically heresy. Heresy. I can't say happy birthday to you, Jesus. I say it for me. Because there was a birth for me. There is a birth date for me. But for Jesus Christ, it's an incarnation. Incarnation was described by some Paul when he said, huh? Aywa, the beginning of the verse, great is the mystery of godliness. Huh? God
appeared in flesh or manifested in flesh. عظيم هو سر التقوى. Allah ظهر في الجسد. So the incarnation means that there was life for that who incarnate or was incarnate in the womb of the mother of God, but not the beginning. Why? Simply, anything has a beginning is not the creator, it's the created. So long there is a beginning, it means someone began it. Yani, something is invented. Someone must have invented. Some was discovered. Someone is the man who, or the lady who discovered it. But for God, we cannot say the birth of God. We say the incarnation of God. That's why you will find most of the hymns of the month of Kiyak are concentrating on this fact, the fact of incarnation. So number one, incarnation means that there was life before taking flesh. Why? Second question. Why? Why the Lord, or why God decided to let the second person of the Holy Trinity be incarnated? Why? No one knows. For the salvation. Mainly for the salvation. Salvation from what? From death. Salvation from someone who has died and needs salvation, need to be saved to live. Right? Third question. When the Lord ordered Adam, and then Adam told Eve after he made it from his rib, not to eat from the tree in the middle of the garden. When he asked him not to eat, was it number one, punishment, or number two, warning? Or number three, just one of the trees on that tree.
What's the hidden question?
The question from the beginning, when the Lord ordered Adam not to eat from the tree in the middle of the garden, was it number one, punishment, when he said, when you eat, you will die? The day you eat, you'll die. Was it warning, or just any tree in the garden? What of these three?
Warning.
Who says warning? Who says warning? Murad, Angie, Manal. Who says punishment? Marbat. Who doesn't say anything? You don't have an opinion? It must one of these choices. Khalas, leave the third possibility. Let us say one of two. Punishment or warning?
Warning.
One, two, three, four, five. Warning. Yes, it was warning. It wasn't punishment. It was warning. The example that always I give was, the Lord said that to Adam, like exactly when one of the parents warns his child not to cross the highway, saying, if you cross the highway a pied, on foot, the cars will hit you and you'll die. So it wasn't punishment. It was warning from the Lord, because when he created Adam, as St. Mark says in the liturgy, O God, who formed man in incorruption. He formed him in incorruption, not corrupted. He was simple. He was innocent. He was pure. He knew only the truth. He did not know the lustful sight or smell or whatever. He did not know the sin. He was very simple. He was naked, and his wife as well. They didn't feel ashamed because it was the natural feeling that the Lord created in them. They were very simple, incorrupted. But when he was deceived by the serpent, what happened? What did St. Gregory say in the liturgy? St. Gregory said something in the liturgy. I ate on my own will. Akaltu bi'irada. Taraktu anni namusak bi'ra'yi. I left your law by my own decision. Watakasaltu an wasayak. I was lazy to keep your commandments. And this is the truth. So what happened to Adam was enormous result of the disobedience. Then, problem in heaven. Problem in heaven happened. Because when God created Adam and Eve, he created them to use all the creation which he himself, the Lord, created in 6 days, preparing all the world for Adam and Eve. If there was no Adam and Eve, then there was no need for the creation which the Lord created in 6 days. He created all the world, heaven and earth, in 6 days, to let Adam and Eve use and live in and be masters on this creation. Right? Then, in another word, he created Adam not to die but to live. Now, Adam is dying. There is a problem in heavens. If the Lord leaves Adam died, then it means that the Lord is disabled. It means that the Lord is not able to save or to help or to protect Adam. Then he left him to die. If he leaves Adam live at that, then the Lord will be, sorry to say, not saying the truth. Because although Adam ate from the forbidden tree, but still alive. Yes? So how can he solve the problem? To solve the problem, someone must die. The death must come to him. But at the same time, Adam must live. There is no other way but let someone dies for Adam, paying the price of the sin for Adam, letting Adam live again. Now, what are the conditions of this man whom we can call Savior. Savior means he will save him from death to life. What are the conditions? The sin was against God, yes? And God is unlimited, yes? So, for example, if I swear at my son, and the same swear against or at my wife, or at my sister, or at my father, or at my mother, or at the priest, the bishop, the patriarch, the president, an angel, the same swear, does it take the same size from each one? يعني لو أنا شتمت ابني لمراتي لأختي لأبويا لأمي لجدي لأبونا للأسقف للبطرك للرئيس لملاك وهي هي نفس الشتمة تفتكروا ال punishment هتبقى the same for each؟ لا مش كده مش كده ولا إيه؟ هتبقى على درجات according to the person to whom or at whom I swore. Right? If I swear at God, if I sin to God, God is unlimited. Then the salvation must be from unlimited person. This is number one. Number two, if I'm accused of a sin and I need solicitor, I need advocate to defend me at the court, but this advocate must be innocent from the same accusation that I'm accused of, right? So he must be without sin, right? Number three, he must be from my nature. If I am a human spirit and soul and body, then the Savior must have the same nature to save me from the same nature, from the same box. Right? After Adam lived in sin, he felt in sin. Adam, he did not live perfect life. He couldn't live perfect life. Right? But the Savior must be perfect. Live without the sin. Four conditions. Must be unlimited. Must be not inheriting the original sin. Must be human. And must be perfect in his life. No one. Even the angels, the angel, what is the problem of the angel? He cannot take body, right? Any of the righteous people, Abraham, he is under sin and inherited the original sin. One of the conditions at least is not fulfilled in Abraham or anyone else. So, and Abraham is limited, not unlimited. Yes, he will live forever, but he has a beginning. So there was no solution. But one of the Holy Trinity can fulfill this salvation, can fulfill these four conditions. When we come to the Father in his glory, no one can see him and live. When I look at the Holy Spirit is a spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot take body. But the only one who is able to take body is the Logos. Not the Word. The Word is weak translation. The Logos means the living Word, or the living mind of God, of the speaking mind of God. And the proof of that is the word takes many kinds, even in the world. You can read a book, it's right. Yes, you can listen to a lesson or waza or whatever, right? You can look or watch it in the iPad, in the laptop, in the television. Yes, audio, video, right? So the word can be presented to you in different ways. It's the same. It is the same. The second person of the Holy Trinity, the Son. So the Son agreed to make this salvation, which has begun with the incarnation. This is the story of incarnation. This is the story. And to let God, the Son, be born from a woman, he must not inherit the original sin. How? To fulfill the four conditions that I said. How? Is there any way to let him be born without the original sin? Huh? Who knows? Be born, huh? Without man. Without the normal birth. So in this way, he will not inherit the original sin. That's why the divine economy let the Son be born from a virgin. And this is the only way and the only case in the whole history from Adam until the ages of ages that happened, that a virgin conceived and gave birth to a babe. Why? Because this babe, as Ahmed said, will be born from the Holy Spirit. From the Holy Spirit. Now.
Is it Saint Mary has not the sin in her body?
Yes. But to fulfill the inheritance of the Holy Spirit, the sin, the original sin, must have been from a man or a woman without the coverage of the Holy Spirit. But what happened? Archangel Gabriel said to Saint Mary, don't be afraid. She said to him, how come I do not know a man? The answer of the angel said, the Holy Spirit will dwell in you from inside. And the power of the highest will overshadow you. So you will be protected from inside and from outside, so as not to inherit the original sin. الروح القدس يحل عليك وقوة العلي will overshadow you, تضللك. That's why the Holy, القدوس, the Holy who will be born from you will be called the Son of God. لذلك القدوس المولود منك يدعى ابن الله. ما فيش حد مننا من النساء ولد حد قدوس ولا ولد حد حتى قديس خالص. No woman in the whole world gave birth to a saint or a holy. He becomes saint afterwards, after the baptism and after the good life on earth. He becomes saint. But for Jesus, he was born holy, not inheriting the original sin. Then he fulfilled the four conditions. Unlimited, he is God. Not inheriting the original sin from birth from a virgin. Lived a perfect life without sin. One day the Lord said, who of you can rebuke me on a sin? من منكم يبكتني على خطيئة. And number four, he was a human. He was true God and true man, full God and full man. That's why we call him the incarnate God. From the very beginning. This point is very dogmatic, and I speak it in very, I say it in a very simple way, but it's not that simple. No. وده اللي أنا بقوله. بقوله الروح القدس يحل عليك وقوة العلي تضللك. وأخذ من الرحم العذراء دمه. Only. بس. بس. She was the vessel through which he came to the world as a full boy and full God from the first moment of being in the womb of the pure male. It's very important to know that. Very important. Because sometimes in my mind, I put the Father a little bit higher than the Son. No, don't put that in your mind, please. The Son is not less than the Father. طبعاً, يعني, normally it comes to us because our children are less than us and we are less than our fathers. But so that the simple mind cannot differentiate between the nature of God and the human nature. And the human nature. But simply I can say, يعني very easy, I can say that مثلا Dr. Murad مثلا is a son. Yes? مش كده؟ And he's a father of many children. He was serving in the church. And even if I say it biologically, I say, for example, Dr. Ashraf, he's the son of Ya'ub, and he's the father of his children. So he's the father and the son in the same time. But with two different, but for the Holy Trinity, it's the same. No differentiation between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the Son is not less the Father. Amen. No. Saint Athanasius in the Creed said, light out of light. Light out of light means that they are equal. Light of light. Not a candle taken from a light. No. Light of light means from the very beginning they are together. He said, Jesus Christ said, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Everything the Father did, I did. Everything the Father does, I do. I have the authority exactly like the Father. Yes, he said one day, the Father is greater than me because the Father cannot be seen. But he humbled himself, the Son humbled himself in the flesh to let us see him. And also to give us pure image about the Father. One day he said, whoever sees me, then he sees the Father. من رآني فقد رأى الآب. Why? Because I am one with the Father. أنا والآب واحد. الاثنين واحد. ما فيش حد فوق ده وده. بس ما احنا بنقول in the name of the Father هنا because he's above us and the Son because he was born from here. Not because he is less than the Father. The Son was incarnate from the womb of the Mother of God. And then the Holy Spirit who takes us from the left to the right. Yeah. This is the meaning of the cross sign. The Father and the Son was incarnate, and the Holy Spirit who transfers us from left to right, from bad to good, from darkness to light, as we said yesterday in John 10. Okay, is this clear now? This is the number one, the meaning of incarnation, and number two, the reason of incarnation, and number three, that he chose the most perfect girl in the whole world, in the history, the purest girl was Mary. He did not just choose one of the girls, no. عشان كده بنقول حاجة حلوة قوي في التسبيحة بتيوم الأربع. هقولها أرجع ترجمها بالإنجليزي. We say something in the praise of Wednesday. نقول إيه؟ الآب تطلع من السماء. تطلع من السماء. فلم يجد من يشبهك. أرسل ابنه الوحيد أتى وتجسد منك. عارفين يعني إيه الكلام ده؟ The Father looked from heaven. He did not see anyone like you. Then he sent his only begotten Son. He came and was incarnate in you. When I say the Father looked from heaven, when did he look from heaven? 20 centuries ago? When did he look? All time. Because the father doesn't have past, present, and future. When he looks from above to the whole world, then all the girls, up to the girl who will be born in the moment of his coming, second coming, no one like Saint Mary. شفت بقى Saint Mary شكلها ايه؟ اه تفتكروا يعني don't think that Saint Mary is just a girl or a pure girl. An innocent girl, or poor, or orphan. That's why the Lord was kind and compassionate on her. And no, she was perfect. She herself was perfect. That's why when the Lord looked from above, he did not find any girl. And that's why every wife in the Old Testament was ashamed not to have birth or not to give birth to a child. For this reason, because every wife was dreaming to give birth to the Messiah, the Savior. Now it's not ashamed to give birth and not to give birth according to the will of God. But in the history of the Jews, it was something ashamed. That's why Elizabeth said, I was ashamed of that. I will hid myself 5 months until I become sure that the baby is fixed in my womb. لحسن يحصل discharge ولا حاجة تبقى فضيح. يعني she hid herself, and at the 6th month, the Lord announced that first by Archangel Gabriel when he went to the mother of God, Saint Mary, and he said, this is the 6th month to Elizabeth, who was called barren. She is now a pregnant for 6 months. You understand this? Thank you so much. The fourth, what did it say? The definition of incarnation, the reason of incarnation, the way of incarnation. Another reason of incarnation, that the Lord gave us the perfect image of the human. That's why in his life, not only on the cross, yes, he came to save us on the cross. He could have appeared when he becomes 30 years old and goes to Pilate, Pontius Pilate, to crucify him. But he lived a very normal life to give himself as a model for every one of us. That's why everything you want to do, ask yourself, WWJD. Do you know what the meaning of that? WWJD? What would Jesus do? WWJD. What would Jesus do? If I face a situation, I have a model now. I have an example now. And I ask myself, what would Jesus do if he faces the same situation I do? Then I follow him. Do as he did. Well, don't say, he is God. He is able. No, don't say that. I'm a weak. Don't say that. You are not a weak. You carry the Holy Spirit from the moment of your baptism and confirmation. So we don't have any excuse. But in case we fail, in case we fall, in case we become a little bit weak, we have the way to correct ourselves and to come back on track and to repent and to confess and to receive the power of the resurrection again and reactivate the power of the Holy Spirit in ourselves. This is the story of incarnation of our Lord. And that's why, as Christians, we are very proud to be called Christians, because our Lord Jesus Christ did all that for us. And anyone who is non-Christian, whatever he is, who will accept this fact and have faith in this incarnation for salvation, will be called Christian. Alla tour, converted into Christianity and becomes a member in the tree, in the vine tree, in the true vine tree. That's why everyone who comes to the faith of God will be called Christian, means he carries the name of Christ in himself, and he carries the spirit of Christ in himself. Conclusion, we are fasting 40 days. Why? Because Moses fasted 40 days to receive the word of God written on two tablets, on one four commandments and on the other six commandments. But now we fast 40 days to receive the word of God, the logos of God, not written on tablets, but incarnate, taking our nature. That's why we have the same time, 40 days. And today, by the way, in the morning, was the feast of one of the greatest miracles which happened in the history of the Coptic Church. Do you know what it is? In Mu'attam. The moving of Mu'attam Mount. So today is the third day of the Advent. That's why you have the Advent 43 days, not 40 days. And Abraham, the patriarch, decided to add the 3 days to the 40 days to make the Advent 43 days in remembrance of the salvation that the Lord, yani imagine that the Muqattam mount did not move. Imagine, kida, what would Al-Mu'azzil Deen Allah الفاطمي يعني does for the Christian. He may have destroyed them, finished them completely from Egypt. Unless this miracle has happened in the middle of the 11th century. Rabbeinu Yedidea Kolenamo Baraka, we pray that the Lord may give us an acceptable fasting and try to meditate in the incarnation. Homework. Homework. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. And search for every verse, every prophecy, every event which prophesies about the incarnation, or verse about the incarnation, or event concerning the incarnation, either in the Old Testament and the New Testament. The new generation can open Google and give it, and I don't want that. Don't use Google. I will consider Google the cheating. Why? I want you to open the Bible. Even here, open the Bible. Assert yourself for the verses about the incarnation and say to yourself, oh my Lord, if you accepted to take my nature, to take my, ala fikra, by the way, when I say the divinity and the humanity of Jesus Christ, humanity here means spirit, soul, and body. And divinity is the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ was both divinity and humanity. He had the human spirit. He had the human soul, as well as the human body. In addition, he has the Holy Spirit. But his human spirit is something different from his Holy Spirit. Why? On the cross, he says, Father, in your hand, I deliver my soul. I deliver my spirit, the human spirit. He delivered it. Then when he delivered his human spirit on the cross, then the spirit went to the Hades and saved all the people who were waiting for him and took them all to the paradise of joy or paradise of delight. Right? Where the body was buried in the tomb, but the divinity was with the body, and the divinity was the spirit. That's why he arose from the dead by the power of his divinity, which was in his body. You understand that? Very important. His divinity was his humanity. Spirit, soul, and body. بنقول ترتيلة كده لذيذة قوي على حد الزعف. بنقول إيه؟ نفسه فارقت بموته الجسد. ولاهوت متحد بالنفس والجسد. أقول تاني, his soul separated from his body, but his Holy Spirit was united to his spirit, human spirit, and his body. That's why by the divinity in his spirit, he saved the people from Hades, transferring them to the paradise of joy. By the divinity in his body, he arose by the power of his divinity on the third day from the tomb while it was shut and closed. Any question about the incarnation? Was it a difficult choice? Was it difficult? Was clear? Let it be clear in our minds, not only in our hearts, not only in our minds, and make it alive. Let the Lord really be incarnate in your heart. And behave not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit lives in you all time. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Let us pray.